Yo, this your boy Doc Holliday, and you tuned in to the Def Fresh Show with Young Fresh.
I done came up, got my name up, so when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds. You on the streets or on the beach, y'all ain't able. Just do I shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. Cause either do more to tan you to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head, chicks call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words, war like T-Hat. I write dope. Flow crack, my notepad, need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my songs be the munchies.
Yeah, what up, though? It's your boy, Y-U-N-G, capital F, and the F stands for Fresh. This is a Definitely Fresh Show. I am your host, Young Fresh. I'm my boy, DJ Mr. Tone Def, on the ones and twos tonight. You dig? And this is the show.
We don't give a fuck.
Right, this show won't care. But, you know, like I'm telling everybody else, this is my original time slot. So, you know, big up to the 420 episode, everybody who came through and listened to that. This Man. Is my original time slot. If you are ever looking for me, I am here every Tuesday at 9:30, right after the Lexi Tremaine show. Shout out to Lexi Tremaine, you know, she's doing things.
Man, shout out to the Switchblades.
Right, the kinkiest women.
Frisky dude, like real
on
tough.
The planet.
Like, we getting them on the Def Fresh show.
Right.
Matter of fact, we getting them on Definitely Dating.
That will be coming. We're going to get them Definitely Dating. Yeah, shout out to Switchblades.
Definitely dated. The double dated edition,
dog.
Try saying that five times fast. Real talk.
I won't, because I don't want to make a fool of myself on my own show. But, so this is Definitely Fresh Show. I am here live and direct for the next, como se dice, 90 minutes or so. That's about an hour and a half. I got a few songs I'm going to play. You're going to hear a lot of foolishness, a lot of nonsense, you know what I'm saying? My big cuz, she going to come through, she going to drop some of that temple knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
The ghetto philosopher.
Ghetto philosopher, ghetto prophet, she will be in the building later tonight, you know what I'm saying? So, how was your weekend, Tone? I mean, you know, a lot of busy things going on. Went past the Black and White Party, went past. So shout out to everybody was at the Black and White Party at the Onyx last Friday.
Heard of the fashion show that was cracking too this weekend. Big up to the girls for doing that there. My weekend was cracking because we was at Elimination Chamber, though.
It was Extreme Rules, G. Like, we went to. Right. He had too much pizza that night.
Man, yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember answering.
Fuck the whole night for no reason.
But we went to Romine. Shout out to everybody who was at Romine. Rashad, Lexi, the big cousin Mimi, Bree, Monte, everybody who came through the Romine.
You forgot Lil' Cuz. Lil' Cuz had her first show last night.
My little cousin Renaja, she had her first WWE experience. And she also told Rashad, "You can't see me," several times. So that was hilarious in the song, right? Lexi almost beat up two little white kids, which, you know what, I don't condone this, but if she beat them up, it would have been funny.
She right. I mean, she can defend herself if she want to, but clearly I seen her damn near smack two white kids because they said Cena suck, so.
Right, I mean.
Hey, let me tell y'all. Y'all know John Cena is my boy. And I said, let's go Cena. They said Cena sucks, and I don't know what. But it was just really fast. Like, watch your mouth. Because y'all know I don't have a problem with nobody else's kids. Had to put them little kids in their place.
Why are you threatening little kids?
Right.
It's not a threat. I'm just letting them know I was going to put them over my knee and give them a nice little spanking. We don't disrespect like that. Don't be disrespectful.
Well, you know.
That's not a problem.
I'm about to be real disrespectful.
Hey, Nicole. Why did Tone eat that much that night, though? Like, Tone, I swear you must have got somebody pregnant or something, because you ate, like, four pieces of pizza. You had chicken tenders and cheese curds.
You was not my business out there like that, dude, for real. You was not my business out there. Ain't nobody pregnant.
Oh, no, because you was eating, like, ain't nobody's
business. Can a nigga just be hungry, dude? Damn. I just got off work that day. Can a nigga just be hungry?
That was, you ate like five people. That was enough food for five people.
Hey, but real talk though, we also got one of our co-hosts from our Monday show, which is WFSO Aftermath, which stands for Wrestling Fans Speak Out. Hazel, you on the air?
Yeah, you got me here, Tone.
All right, British boobs in the building. That's what we're talking
about. Hazel!
Hey, how's everyone doing?
We're black and free. So,
now, how can you say that everybody was at Romine's on Sunday? Hold on now. We were representing WSSO in Chicago. We were in that crowd. We couldn't see crap after the pyro went off. I'll have to say at the beginning, the whole arena filled with smoke. But how can you say the whole crowd was there? The best people weren't there. We were in Chicago.
Hold on now. We had our own little section, so we didn't know who
was
actually.
We had our own section, and we kept it cracking, you know what I'm saying?
We
shout out to everybody who did take the trip to Chicago on Sunday and was live in the Allstate Arena for WWE Extreme Rules. That's what's up. But
shout out to my boy Doc Ock for your first live pay-per-view. You getting there?
It was a pretty good experience. However, I would not recommend the Allstate Arena for us people of, how should we say, ample-sized buttocks. The seats are too damn small.
So, in a nutshell, what she said is fat people are not made for those seats.
Hell no. I had one butt cheek on AJ's lap. I had the other butt cheek on Robert's lap. It was uncomfortable as anything.
I don't think AJ was complaining, though.
No, he enjoys my butt cheek on his lap. You know, what can you say?
Really? Like, that's how we're going to start off myself?
Yes, sir.
Hey, British boy.
I was actually going to come and talk really dirty to you and tell you how I missed my sexy boob man on this weekend. I look forward to having my boob man around at pay-per-views.
Wow. Yeah. Commercial break.
Is that you embarrassed and blushing? I can feel you blushing through the radio.
Are you blushing, Juan?
No,
but the slander is very real right now. So we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Right now.
Excuse me, brothers and sisters, please. If someone could just turn off.
King looked out on his people and saw they were in great need. So he did what all great leaders do. He told them the truth.
Will you, ignorant nigga, please shut the hell up?
He just said what I think he said.
Is this it? This is what I got all those ass whippings for. I had a dream once. It was a dream that little black boys and little black girls would drink from the river of prosperity, freed from the thirst of oppression. But lo and behold, some four decades later, what have I found? But a bunch of trifling, shiftless, good for nothing niggas. And I know some of you don't want to hear me say that word. It's the ugliest word in the English language. But that's what I see now. Niggas. And you don't want to be a nigger. Cause niggas are living contradictions. Niggas are full of unfulfilled ambitions. Niggas wax and wane. Niggas love to complain. Niggas love to hear themselves talk but hate to explain. Niggas love being another man's judge and jury. Niggas procrastinate until it's time to worry. Niggas love to be late. Niggas hate to hurry. Black entertainment television is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Usher, Michael Jackson is not a genre of music. And now I'd like to talk about Soul Plane. I've seen what's around the corner. I've seen what's over the horizon. And I promise you, you niggas have nothing to celebrate. And no, I won't get there with you. I'm going to Canada.
epic. You niggas ain't shit.
I'm going there. If Dr. Martin Luther King was alive now, I guarantee you that speech would be, he'd probably reiterate.
Like, real talk, I really feel that that's exactly how he would respond right now. That's why I picked that for the show tonight, because I truly feel like that nigga would be like, fuck all y'all, because this is not what I was getting water hose turned on for and dog sicked on. Not for this ignorant shit.
Right, like, if you look at society now and a whole, this is definitely not Dr. King's dream.
No, I
don't know what he dreamt, but obviously we're not living it. So, yeah, all those who celebrate Black History Month this month, you lied to America.
No, I think that this man would be highly upset that every fucking MLK street and every damn city got nothing but ignorant niggas on it. Real talk.
Maybe one
positivity on MLK Street, and you on Twitter, because I already know what you laughing at, because I seen that same shit, Doug.
No, Monte, I will not give you information upon that. No. Well, after the show, I got you, fam. It doesn't matter. I'm saying, text me in my inbox, a DM, bro. I got you.
Shout out to anybody that's currently at Taco Tuesday.
They moved Taco Tuesday to Mexico. So,
yeah. Hopefully this time there'll be tacos there.
Right, because there's actually on the south side. So,
yes.
Shout out to Club Mix, Taco Tonight, fish tacos, chicken tacos, Indian tacos, your woman's taco, whatever kind of taco that they got.
Tacos.
Make sure you get there.
It's always pink tacos. Always pink tacos there.
Yeah, fine. That's nice. This is a PG-13 show. You talking about pink?
No, it is not. This is far from a PG-13 show.
Don't be lying. Because this is not PG-13.
So we're not going to discuss pink tacos.
Say
that for Tasha's taste tomorrow.
I don't think Tasha has a taste for pink tacos, Doug.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
Although, if she
You
is,
never know.
Never know.
So my little brother texted me, and dude said he wants to be a part of the Definitely Dating show.
But is he down for pink tacos? If he's not, he can't be a part.
Knowing my little brother, he is. I hope he is. But he wants me to rig it though.
Who's he want to go on a date with?
Tasha.
He wants to go on a date with Tasha.
He wants to go on a date with Tasha. He wants me to rig the show.
Then we can rig it, fam. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Where there's a will, there's a way. Anything shady definitely has first involvement.
I don't want some of the topics to be that she bring up about my brother. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
why don't you have a date?
Well, you know
no,
what?
I will not.
Why don't you want to be on It's Your Show? Why don't you want to be on Definitely Dating?
Because I orchestrate the foolishness, not take part in it.
Hey.
Well, you kind of are taking part.
Hey, let's double date the Switchblade.
I'll talk to them about that. I don't think they'd be opposed to it.
Yes.
See,
what was it?
If I can go a part of that date, then I'll do it. But if I can't, I don't want no part of this.
What do you mean if you could? Oh, okay.
All
so you want to date one of the Switchblades?
All parts of that. Yes.
He wanted a Switchblade one?
Cheeseburger. That had nothing to do with the question, though.
But are you in the kitchen making cheeseburgers?
Right. Like, how, like, see, no one ever stays still when it comes to the Definitely Fresh Show.
Right.
Last week, Mimi wanted to go to the bathroom. This week, Lexi's in the kitchen. I guess I can go walk to the gas station since everybody's moving.
You are not going to walk to the gas station.
So we just gonna do a Definitely Fresh Show on location.
Oh man.
Okay, so you don't just really anywhere.
Oh yeah. So I posted on Twitter if you could ask God or Jesus, or if you have both of their attention at the same time, what would you honestly? Okay, I'm not gonna say honestly because a lot of people didn't get the comedy of this. Like, what would you, if you asked do any random question that was on your mind, what would you ask?
Well, let's ask Lexi first. What would she ask? Lexi, what would
you
ask? Jesus.
She's going to ask something political. She want a real question.
Well?
Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to answer that question because y'all know how I feel about Jesus.
Right.
Oh, I just got confirmation. Hazel is down for the Definitely Dating Show. So not only do we have famous, you know, double dates, we also have British boobs dating.
British boobs dating. Maybe you can get a Blumpkin. Who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, my God.
And for those who don't know what a Blumpkin is,
Lexi
boom.
Is down for Definitely Dating, so anybody wants to go on a date with Lexi?
No, she's not. She's lying.
What?
She's lying.
So you know her show. You know her line gonna blow up. It's gonna be plenty of cats like, hey, let's do this.
That's okay. Cause if I got a supervisor date, I'm making everybody go to Bible study that night.
What? Really do Bible study?
Yeah. Well, but
you
can
come
with
me this Wednesday.
Out of work tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Say about a job. Yes.
What?
Nothing.
I'm done with you.
You done with us?
No, I'm done with him.
Oh, okay. That's all that matters.
Hey,
why don't you win?
Hey, there you go.
Okay, can we get back to the question? Okay, Duan, what would you ask him then?
What would I ask? I would ask him why all women of age not proportion right.
What?
I would ask them, like, one question would be, like, why are women not proportionate, right? Like, some women big at the top, small at the bottom. Some are big at the bottom, small at the top. Like, why can't we get a 50-50 dip?
I want to know why Hispanic women just blow up all of a sudden. Like, they be, like, 18, and then by the time they turn 20, they be huge for no reason. And it's only Hispanic women that do that.
I do not support the women community who suffer from Nocitol. That is a
what
fatal
the
disease,
fuck?
And you got not, and there's no cure for Nocitol.
What the fuck is Nocitol?
No ass at all.
What about the itty bitty titty committee?
Oh my God!
I definitely don't support them.
So you just gonna hate on them? They need love too.
Well, they get no love from one.
Lexi, how dare you boldly lie on the air?
Right, I've seen your Facebook pictures.
I've seen them in person. They are not itty, they're not bitty, but they are.
You don't mean like that.
Okay.
Means in person.
Oh, yeah. And inspired by the fact that today was Titty Tuesday. Besides everybody who participated in Titty Tuesday, I see y'all get a hashtag salute. And we're going to jump into our first song of the night. It is Young Jeezy and 2 Chainz. It's Super Free. So I'll let you.
I am Shout a bread on the track. Trap wait. Keep saying yeah, I don't need no. I got court tomorrow, I don't need go. I don't need show, I got shit to do. Only God can judge me, who the fuck is you? They say who that? Nigga, we that. 10 straight days, I guess you try to 3 that. Never ever ever serve a nigga where you sleep at. These be at your door, nigga, you ain't tryna see that. See my suicide watch, they on suicide watch. Kill yourself, get them suicide rocks. Had the nerve to write me a dear young letter. Killing them young, should've known better. I paid too much, you niggas play too much. Let the swag you the talk and I don't say too much. You niggas saying too much. You niggas 17-5, you niggas paying too much.
They say who that? Nigga, we that? Shot a red on the track. They say who that?
I'm chasing no broads, I chase money and bop. The next time I re-up, I'ma buy me a chop. And I ain't talking to it, I'm talking shit with propellers. Fly to the club, make my old bitch jealous. Third motivation, it's a straight celebration. I seen Jizzle in his chopper outside Central Station. Ain't a mixtape, but the tape's mixed. Black tape, red tape, all on one break. Getting on the floor, getting on the floor. Last night, I swear to God, half a million on the floor. Fell asleep on the money like a pillow on the floor. Woke up, got money, had to get it off the floor.
They say, who that? Nigga, we that? Shot a red on the track. They say, who that? They say who that? They go we that?
But you gotta
shot
go
red on the track. They say who that?
They
go we that?
We that?
Young live on the track.
What you know about 20 grand stuffed in the white sun? Pull up in the white drop like I play for the white sun. Play with them white rocks, play with them white squares. You got it what you want. Who the fuck cares? I'll never sleep. Why? Too paranoid. Okay. Stay the paranoia. All I do is call my lawyer. Tell him I know the nigga that might have a little trouble. Okay, you knows me. If you beat it, I pay you double. Y'all niggas knows me. If I want to, I make it double. Just know it's water whip, so you might have a little trouble. Might move a little slower. Might get a few complaints. Say he ran out of gas, he might need a half a tank. Thank God it's Friday. Fresh off the highway. Say 2 minutes out, he bout to pull in the driveway. In the driveway. Take the work out. Cut the duct tape. Check the work out.
I keep trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all need to find y'all own style, homie. We do this. We've been doing it for years. Who that?
We that.
We that.
We that.
I don't feel like hearing that all the way through. My head hurts.
Right. I just like 2 Chainz part.
That's
Red Giants.
How the fuck dude get big? Like seriously though. What?
Maybe we should ask God. Cause when he was Titty Boy, nobody cared.
No one gave a fuck.
All of a sudden, he's 2 Chainz. He's the most popular rapper I've seen since Lil Wayne.
And he still rapping the same though.
Right. He still talks about nothing. Like, he's not saying
nothing
meaningful. He didn't say nothing positive. Like, I don't know what he's talking about half the time. Like, he always talking about drinking oil. Like, are you drinking oil? Like, gasoline? Like,
nigga, he from the South. He really could be.
I don't know. He's drinking mud. I don't know what half you may be talking about.
Fuck it. But we still bump his music, though.
And kids, just because it sounds cool on the song, don't do it. Like, niggas be doing new drugs. Like, see, when I was younger, either you smoke weed or you did crack. Crack, which is cocaine, which is dope, but it was all the same thing. Now you got people drinking NyQuil, they taking Valium and muscle relaxers.
Smoking that kryptonite.
It's horrible. Like, what is meth anyway? Battery acid. And huffing is real. You know anybody who huff is real.
Don't hang with that.
If you don't know what huffing is, Google it. Because me telling you what it is will serve you no justice. You'll get more comedy reading it for yourself.
Really? No, no, no. Watch the videos of niggas huffed. That's some pure comedy.
Man, anyway, I thought I was gonna die.
Shout out to my homegirl, Clarissa. That's my homegirl. We used to stay into it when we used to work at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Shout out to Wells Fargo, the only place in Milwaukee that'll hire any one of you niggas for no damn reason. Some of you niggas still work there, too. You still ain't doing
really?
Shit in your life. Real talk.
You just gonna shout out the bank.
Shout out the fucking bank, nigga.
Right. Everybody get a bank account. Even Juan needs to get one, because I still ain't got one. I'm a real nigga.
You gonna get a fucking bank account, nigga.
On Friday, we had to go cash that. See? We'll be out already.
And that's
we'll be out already.
Oh, you give me a headache, nigga. Damn, you fucking give me a headache.
I'm just saying, what's the point? We'll already be out. We got to go to a business meeting. Shout out to everybody listening to Tone Deaf Radio. If you're listening and you're part of Tone Deaf, we got a business meeting Friday, 8 o'clock, usual spot in the back cave. Oh, shit. My bad. Can't say back.
See, nigga, now you about to have her on the radio cussing us out again.
Well, as long as she's not in the caller queue still waiting, I mean, look, man, that wasn't my fault. I'm not working the board. I'm not the DJ of the show.
So you're just going to blame me? You're just going to put it all on me?
You got the controls.
You're just going to blame me? You know what? Fuck you. I got something I want to play right now just because this is how I fucking feel.
I got bitches and bitches and more bitches. I got so many bitches, my bitches got bitches.
You see this shit? We're bigger than the Playboy channel right now, baby.
Woo! Man, fuck you, Hefner. He ain't no real pimp. He ain't never smacked a bitch up in his life. He squares a box of Apple Jacks, man.
Now let's go celebrate!
I got bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more
I got bitches in this living room. Bitches on the telephone.
Flat titty bitches. Bitches with silicone.
Bitch booty bitches. Bitches with stitches.
Bitches in the microwave.
Bitches in the kitchen.
Hot bitches. Bad bitches. Sad bitches, black bitches, mad bitches, hookah down and corduroy plaid bitches, red bitch, blue bitch, one bitch, two bitch.
Uh-oh, you cock out it, bitch.
I got bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches.
B-I-T-C-H-E-S, crack, baby, locals, and this bitch. More bitches in the little bitch. Got so many hoes, that's on my dick. These rushies, fat, black, skinny, white, girl, bitches, nigga. Can you picture them bitches? Picture them bitches. Hey, 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 can you picture them bitches?
Bitches, 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 bitches. I got bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches.
I got bitches from the suburbs, bitches from the trap, bitches up in the strip clubs, giving me all they scratch. Bitches on Medi-Cal, Planned Parenthood, and Kaiser. Bitches on the internet, doing it real cyber. I got B-I-G-C-H-S, B-I-E-I-H. Making more than minimum wages, make a pimp rich. Skinny bitches, fat bitches, pretty bitches, bad.
I got bitches from here to Baghdad.
Nigga, I got
bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, 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 and more bitches. Bitches, bitches.
That's how I just felt. That's how I feel. Shout out to Clarissa. That was for you. Because I know you were listening anyway.
Did you dedicate a song about
dog, if you knew how me and my homegirl Clarissa used to kick it, dog, it is not surprised that I played that song for her, dog. Real talk. And she just texted me and said, I need that.
Only on the Definitely Fresh Show can a DJ dedicate a song called Bitches to another woman.
Yes.
Other than that, like, it's live, it's uncut, it's direct, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, like I said, shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to
WCC and L.
I don't like them right now. I mean, L's cool, but the rest of them guys.
Are you mad because they slandered Cena? Is that what it is, Doug? Are you mad?
Am I mad because you want to know why I'm mad? It's not the Cena slander. I can handle the Cena slander. But those guys are idiots.
No, they're not idiots, dog.
Okay, they just have a bunch of uneducated opinions, which would still make them idiots.
But they're your fam, son. At the end of the day, they still are fam.
Right, it's their cousin that steals. Like, you love them, you just can't let them in the house.
Shout out to WCC. I don't even know why this nigga tripping, because, shit, that's a house we helped build, too. The fuck? The hell? Yeah. Fuck that shit. Matter of fact, May 19th will be the debut of the WCC Radio coming to you on Saturday. So be on the lookout for those. We talk wrestling here. We talk wrestling on Monday. But them, you think we uncut, them niggas is going to give you a whole new look of wrestling. Real talk.
Okay, so the host of the show has to, I beg run real quick. So what Tone is going to do, he is going to give you guys another great song by another rapper who makes no sense when he talks. His name is Future. And we're going to do this at the same damn time. I'll be right back.
Don't want to play with him. You know what I mean?
I wear Gucci, I wear Bentley at the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope at the same damn time. Telling white, telling me at the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches at the same damn time. 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 Humming Poodle, humming Mark. Made in Italy, barely built, I'm killing shit. The way I'm rocking Jimmy Choo, the workout out, I'm dealing with. I fuck with Shea Emma, don't touch a shit, got benefit. Busting down them Benjamin, fuck it up on Louis Kicks. That's the way I'm kicking it. Pharaoh Gama cover me, Puerto Rican, Japanese. We laid up at the Dove Tree, yellow ice, Obama B, pinky ring, quarter key. iPhone and Metro, twerking out the whole thing. My earring, a jelly bean, gangsta leaning Irene. Red eyes, no visine, I'm loped out on the green. Hard shoes on my jeans, robbing jeans with the wings. Yellow bone on my team, traffic in them, yeah, I mean. Face boots with the spikes, go to AZ on the flight. Mail 100 overnight. How about Gucci, how about Bentley? At the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. At the same damn time. Telling white, telling me. At the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. At the same damn time. 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 Humming Poodle, humming Mark. No fugazi, real bad bitches in the street trying to bait me. Just a young hood nigga, streets raise me. Working with a unit, trying to scratch it to another whip. Drinking on the active, and it tasting like some bubble gum. Thumbing through the check, pouring on the check, talking on the iPhone, sipping at the styrofoam. That dirty got my mind gone, that money got my mind blown. VVS and White Stone. Rolling like a Rolling Stone. Free bands on Al Capone.
Straight up.
And my cash way long.
Turn up.
I see a bunch of clones. How about Gucci? How about Bentley? At the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. At the same damn time. Telling white, telling me. At the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. At the same damn time. At the same damn time.
Jumping at the gym. My young nigga serving J's outside crib. Jump across from me, you know your chance is slim. In my aviator Gucci, like a driving plane. Pay the cash in, cash money, smell like cocaine. Doing Birdman numbers, making flips like Jackie Chan. Walk inside the jeweler, drop a bell on your ring. Spent so much in Louis, gave me free champagne. In bail shopping and they doing the same thing. And I keep my car with me like a pill. I take a magic done one, take a clear. Spike Lee need to get this shit on film. Ask Jeff, how about Gucci, how about Bella?
You know what? Another question I would ask God was, like, why does dude keep popping up on my timeline?
Oh, God?
No. I'm down with whoever runs the Jesus M. Christ page. I mean, he's going to hell. For
that
sure.
Funny as fuck, though.
No. He is funny. Shout out to Jesus M. Christ on Twitter. If you don't follow him, follow him.
Follow him. Real talk. You it's not look, disrespectful, look, but it's funny as hell.
It's funny. Like he was really funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the day they thought the world was going to end, and he was tweeting, oh, it was horrible. Like, dude said, I woke up late. My bad. See you next year. I'm dying.
Dog was like, he went to, like, Jeezy's party. He went to somebody's listening party, and they ran out of liquor, and he's like, hold up, pimpin', I got this. He turned everything to wine. All
right, so,
dude, it's hilarious. But yeah, follow him for a good chuckles and giggles and shit. For real talk.
Right. And make sure you tune back in tomorrow night for Tasha's Taste. I don't know what the topic is going to be, but it's always good. Then on Thursday, we got Mr. Tone Deaf, who does the sound dropping. Then we're right back again on Monday with the WFSO show right after Raw. Next week going to be nice. And next week, Deal Week.
Yeah, son. The debut of the Poetry Pusher next week, son.
Right. So, live next week, not only will I have Jazzy Blanco in the building, I'm going to have my homegirl, Dia, the Poetry Pusher, as my co-host next week.
Hey, let's not forget Lexi actually is doing an interview with Ray Nitty himself. So, we get the big homie on the line. Then, this week's topic on Tasha's Taste, and you didn't give me a chance to say nothing, dude, is when the homebody dates like a social love fly. Nigga, when you know the dough, rude people. You see this on the air, and he don't know how to close the dough, he don't know how to mute his phone, nothing like that. Just being rude in the background. This is why I can't deal with shiftless Negroes. Yeah. He ain't got no time for that either.
All that.
Talking about you, nigga.
My bad. I missed the phone. Yeah. I was doing something.
Yeah. Right. Couldn't give us a warning, nothing. Just gonna fucking go do something. Fuck you, nigga. Anyway. But like I was saying, the topic on Tasha's Taste tomorrow is when the social butterfly dates the homebody. Can this really work? Followed by 60 minutes of pure, unadulterated R&B and soul music that will get you pregnant.
Yeah, we ought to call it the Jayer section instead of the naked hour.
Son, when you get naked, if you ain't jaying, you ain't doing something right. Real talk.
So, anyway, like I was saying, that's what's going on next week. Lexi Trinae, we got Ray Nitty. I'm going to kidnap Dia. I got Jazzy Blanco coming through, so I'm going to interview her. I'm going to kidnap Dia. So
sweet. We're going to run up on her crib. But definitely make sure y'all check that out next Friday, 8 p.m., the Poetry Pusher Hour. I mean, the girl is cold. Like, she is cold. Like, she
I'm
can write
mama,
about anything.
I'm your daddy. I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm your brother. I'm sorry.
Anyway. But definitely make sure you check her out every Monday, though, at Gene's Supper Club on 60th and Congress, where she does Motivational Mondays every Monday night starting at 10 p.m. Like, really, y'all got to go in on that. That is some hotness. 50 Cent Wings? Should be on fire. But anyway, Doug, back to the question at hand. If I can ask God or Jesus anything in the world, what I ask her. I want to ask him, why the fuck they keep making all these damn Call of Duty games and they all be the exact same damn game? I know he knows something about that.
Okay? Well, I don't think they're going to, like, it's not the same. I have no defense for that.
Right. I just want to know.
Modern Warfare 3, you killed a Russian finally.
They so doing the Black Ops 2, though.
Well, you wasn't killing Russians in Black Ops 2.
I'm just saying, niggas don't need all that.
You were killing Hispanics.
Awesome.
I mean, it's still racist, but...
It's dead fucking racist, dog.
It's racist, because they don't trust those new niggas over there.
Just feeling the vibration? Oh, don't you trust them new niggas over there? Don't you trust them new niggas over... Oh, I'm sorry.
So my DJ was harmonizing for y'all.
Don't catch
me. Shout out to the DJ.
Hey, don't tune in to Sound Dropping, where you get just as much buffoonery, but a lot of great music at the same time, too. Pure hip-hop and underground.
Right,
put you on to something.
Hip-hop. You know what?
What up?
We should actually broadcast the Tone Deaf Radio meeting we're going to have Friday.
You want me to broadcast the meeting? You really want me to go ahead and for 2 hours let people hear us build? Nah, bruh. Not this one.
I mean, technically, you can build in the background. You can let me construct the criticism. I mean, the foolishness and nonsense that is Starbucks.
So you want to do a special edition of the Definitely Fresh Show live from Starbucks?
Right. I may even walk and go to McDonald's, and I may just go bother people in the area.
Well, that's what you feel like doing. So you know what? This way we can interview all the hosts, get a chance to see. Yeah.
Get acquainted. So, matter of fact, make sure y'all tune back in, because I will be back Friday night at a special time of probably 8 o'clock. I got all the details sketched out, but the Definitely Fresh Show will be back this Friday. We're going to interview the whole F, and we're going to let them introduce themselves a little bit. Or what they do, just in case you only have a favorite Tone Deaf Radio show. Like, you may only listen to the Definitely Fresh Show. You may only like Lexi Janae. You may only want to hear the Naked Hour. I don't know. You may only want to hear Tasha. So, let you get a feel for everybody.
I mean, but who don't want to hear Tasha, though? Like, who don't want to hear Tasha, though?
I don't. I said it. I don't. I don't.
You'd be lying, though.
True, indeed.
So, you just don't lie? Just gonna lie on your damn show. Ain't that a bitch? Shout out to Tasha, who's probably somewhere getting prepped for tomorrow. Show's gonna be awesome. Anyway, Sam, what else would you ask God if you had a chance to?
What else would I ask God? Why are women such whores? That would be a good question. Because the Virgin Mary was pure and women are sluts. I don't get that.
Really, Doug? I'm not. You know what, dude? I'm walking away. I'm not touching that one, son.
So you don't agree that most women are whores?
I love women.
I love them too.
How you gonna cut me off
because she gave herself to the crew?
Loving the crew. I'm just saying though. We need those kind of girls, though. So don't question God for making them. They have a purpose in life, son.
And their purpose is to suck the soul out of 5 to 6 random people at the same damn time.
So well,
he was in Milwaukee last week. Big turnout.
Hey, take in consideration that if those 5 or 6 people did not get satisfied sexually, they could be very angry and kill somebody. So, when you want to look at it from another point, they just saved somebody's life.
So, you going to go on record live on the Definitely Fresh Show and say hoes save lives?
Yes, they do. They save lives. They stop unwanted.
How many lives do you think the Tumblr saved?
The Tumblr...
Yeah, I'm
a few.
She saved a few.
She saved a few. She really has. Lex, what would you ask God if you had a chance to tell him?
I would ask God.
I didn't know she's still here.
You don't want me to be here, Juan? You're the one putting us out there like that.
I didn't say that. I just said that.
Okay. If I had a chance.
Wait,
let her answer. I want to hear what Lexi would ask God. I'm serious, dude.
I'm not going to answer seriously, okay? The Christian in me is going to step to the side a little bit since this is a definitely fresh show. And I hear the questions y'all are going to, like, y'all want to ask God. I guess I would ask him, why do some men have to have little penises? That's what I would ask him.
From based on some of my female followers, they really want to know that. So, you know, I would definitely make sure I send dude an email on that one. You know, like, for real, real talk.
That's a valid question.
That's what she wants to know. I want to know, what's the purpose of a duck-billed platypus? Because that shit don't do nothing. It has a duck bill. It has beaver feet. It lays eggs. Like, was God, like, high one day? It was like, hey, let me tell you what I can do. But, hey.
That is definitely nature's joke.
Like, hey, check this out. Real talk.
I doubt that God was high one day.
How you know? How you know God ain't high?
We're not going to go into that.
Real talk. Shout out to UTGB. I think I said that right. Yeah.
And and speaking of them, my normal co-host has flaked.
With her unsober ass. You know what? She on Twitter right now too, Doc. Like, real talk.
Right.
You've been retweeting everything.
And soon as this broadcast is over.
It's over, she gonna hit us. Well, y'all didn't tell me to call in.
Me and Tone is gonna have a nice little chat with Kim, Casey, or whoever she wants to be at this moment in time in her life.
Alcoholic?
Right. She probably drunk. And I don't dislike the drunk.
I love drunk.
Drunk people make great conversations because I know when I'm drunk, I say the darndest thing. You think I'm funny when I'm sober. Remember when I'm drunk.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Wow.
I think I told Lexi in the club I loved her at least 30 times.
Okay. You did. You said it really every time you looked at me like, Lexi, love you.
I got low and couldn't get back up.
Man,
I remember that. I had to lift you up. You would have been on the floor had I not been there to save you.
Speaking of the clubs, real niggas is back in mix. So I don't know the details if they're doing First Friday this weekend.
Yes, they are. It has already been publicized on Twitter. If you get there before 10:30, you get in free.
Oh, man. But if you real niggas, like,
nigga, I'm
people,
there. I'm going to be there at 10:15.
Your ass probably would, too. It's like, nigga, definitely. I ain't going in.
I'm just going to show up at the door and be like, I know Nitty.
I don't stand in lines.
Right. Never get lines. Only lines I do come on the chalkboard and chop them up under the Americas AKK.
What?
Never mind.
We can't do those kind of lines?
Nigga, I'll cancel your shows. You doing them kind of lines?
Please, I'm going to cancel him if he's doing them kind of lines.
Okay. I have just been informed by British Boobs herself that the answer to Lexi's question is that some women have sensitive gag reflexes. That's why some men have small penises so those women don't gag. What was told to me? She got this email directly from Jesus. Apparently, we wasn't answering the phone, so she parlayed it to us.
Oh my God, I'm done. I can't. Oh my God.
So, ladies, if you don't want to choke, you may want to find a guy who's less on the stroke.
There you go.
Pause. Just in case that was pausable. Pause.
We just gonna pause and be on the safe side. But there goes your answer to the small penis epidemic. My question for God would be, is why niggas are out here eating ass?
Definitely
because it is nice. It feels good. Let me stop.
What? Like, get the fuck off my phone.
Really?
No. You can't. Oh, see, I'm not even going to say it. I'm done.
No. You're not done. You want to know why you're not done? Because this is definitely fresh out. And according to my phone, I got about 30 more minutes.
I just want to know. Why are they out here doing this?
We're going to take the next 10 to cover why you've had people playing with your chocolate starfish.
I don't.
Why do you think it feels good? I mean, you might as well. You've already opened your mouth about it.
Okay, here's the thing. I didn't. It's not like I asked him to do it. It was something that he wanted to do.
Oh.
What was your response afterwards, though?
It felt good. I'm not going to stop you.
Okay, now I have a real question. This is a real question. So, first question was, like, where were your hands in this situation?
Where were my hands?
What position were you in? Were you on your stomach or were you on your back?
I was on my back.
You was on your back. And where were your hands?
Like, at my side.
Okay.
It's not like...
So, No.
It kind of, the first time...
I'm not done yet.
Okay, go ahead.
So, when you realized that he was no longer at the pink taco and hit the chocolate starfish, did you help him? Like, those chicks are like kind of how they spread the thing open and say, hey, yeah, go all the way in there. So, did you kind of like take your hands and ease the cheeks open and like help him go face plant? I need to know these things.
Why do you need to know these things?
Because it's definitely fresh, though, and only fresh will ask the question.
You know what, Doug? I'm finna go over here and just drink my soda because I can't fuck with y'all right now. Like, real talk.
So nobody's gonna answer. Did he go face plant in the butt crack? Like, nobody
did
wants
he
to answer
ETAFTB? That is, eat that ass from the back, is what he wants to know. Did she hang up? No, she should still be there. No, she hung up, dog. Lexi hung up. So, that being said, hold on. I want to know why Mia is agreeing with Lexi. This is, you know what? I need her to call in ASAP because you ain't finna start agreeing with people. And you know what? I'm going to call you later. We're going to talk about that off business hours. Cause,
wait, who was?
No.
And why do they think eating butt is wholesome?
It's not wholesome, dog. I don't know what's wrong with society these days. Who in their right mind decides to say, "Hey, this pussy ain't good enough for me. I want to try something different," and decided to eat ass? Who did that? Who put that thought in their head? That is purely the work of the devil. I'm sorry.
So the devil invented eating ass.
I stand on that 100% because it does not justify anything in society.
That is really not gangster.
It is not gangster at all.
As my homeboy Riley would say, not gangster, fam. Like, right. You under the brown pumper, AKK fam. Got your butt cheeks spread out for a chick. Shout out to that guy. He already know who he is.
Okay, we got a caller on the line, so I want to go ahead and see what the caller has to say in regards to Definitely Fresh Out at Night. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Mia.
Mia, what the fuck you agreeing with Lexi for?
Because I'm agreeing. I guess it's all in the moment.
What? You know what? It'll be a cold day in here. You know what?
Okay.
Don't do it.
Okay. Now, since I am the host, and even if I wasn't the host, I'd still go there. So, have you had your anus licked?
Before, yeah. But not on purpose, on accident.
What? First of all, okay, now, when you trip
I know that sounds dumb.
Stair,
I know it sounds dumb.
When you trip over a stair, that's on accident. When you kick over a cup of water, that's on accident. But how do you get to the butt and be like, oh, my bad, and keep going?
Right.
Because you'll be in the moment.
That is,
No, it's not.
It's not like you don't know it's going to happen. It just happens, and then you realize, oh, my God, this actually feels good. I'm not going to stop.
I hope neither one of y'all
kissed
dude after that.
Thank you.
Right.
Absolutely not. Of course not. You know better than that.
So he was good enough to bury his nose deep in the shark.
Yes.
And couldn't even get a kiss out of him. That is wrong, and you guys.
All y'all gonna get Mercer.
Should have kissed him.
All y'all.
Because I put down on everything I love. I slip up and eat some butt, you kissing me.
I ain't slipping up.
You don't slip up, though. Like, how do you not know that you're doing it?
What? Thank you. That is the
first
key
all,
factor. It is a nice little space between the two. You should know.
Well, you just keep going. You just keep going.
No.
They just keep going, going, going. And, like, they end up back there, so they just keep going. Ain't no reason to stop.
No. See,
I mean, but, like, in a certain, like, depending on the position you're in, you should know you've gone too far.
You've gone too far. Ain't
like,
nobody pussy that damn long.
Right, like, if she on her stomach, you should know that, okay, eventually you're higher than you should be.
Right.
Like, when you see the top of butt cheeks, you're like, yeah, fam, I'm ventured too far in the atmosphere. I need to go back down.
All I'm saying is...
I can't believe you
I
women
hate you
like that
you.
Shit. This
I hate
is horrible.
I hate every last girl that like that shit.
Okay, so... Here's my next question to you people who like your butts ate. Do you do anal?
Nope. Won't do it.
So
what?
You won't do anal, but you'll let him put his tongue in it. Oh, that is horrible.
No, I don't know.
How did we end up talking about eating ass on Definitely Friends? I definitely do not know, but...
I don't know. You're the host. Tell us.
Is it something you've thought about doing?
The main reason I joined BlackPeopleMeet.com is because it's the newest and freshest way to meet black people.
I was just looking for a better quality woman.
I've never really dated a black woman before, so I'm really interested to see, you know, what it's all about. What's all the hoopla about?
The reason I joined BlackPeopleMeet.com for fine poom poom.
So I like to eat booty holes, so I figured you come black people that what is it?
Well, honestly, you know, when I first heard of it, I thought it was like an online grocery store for black people.
When I heard about Black People Meet, you know, I was like, shit, you know, I got meat. I got meat in my pants and shit.
I'm looking for a woman with really, really ashy feet. And, you know, in my family, I'm always the designated cook, so at our family reunions, I need a place to find some meat. Black people meat.
Fine poom poom.
And growing up in Alaska, I really didn't date black women like that, so it'd be nice to jump right in that chocolate, you know?
Oh, you're from Alaska?
Yes, from Alaska.
Oh, you're Mario Chalmers.
I want to be able to rub my feet together and create a smoke cloud to send for help.
Poom poom.
It's hard to find good chicken thighs. Good chicken quarters, good chicken breast.
I like to take a big black boot right, sit it right here, I spread the butt cheeks, and I
yes, it will now.
You brought a dog meat, white meat, sometimes I want turkey.
Something with happiness I never knew.
I want some poom poom.
More than I ever dreamed of, and no one can.
Give me that boo boo. Put it back in there, right?
certain things that I like when I play kickball, like a woman that could hit it off the side of her foot and not care.
Grill, broil, saute.
I want some poom poom.
And that's why I joined BlackPeopleMeet.com.
That's why I joined Black People Meet.
And that's why I joined BlackPeopleMeet.com.
That's why I joined BlackPeopleMeet.com.
That's why I joined BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Niggas is assholes, dog. Really just laughing at niggas for no reason. Shout out to Tyler Perry. I don't know why.
Are we live?
Yeah, nigga, we live, dog.
Oh,
okay.
Because he told me we wasn't live like 2 minutes ago.
Did you say shout out to Tyler Perry?
Yeah, for no damn reason.
All right.
Every time I hear that skit, that's who I think of, dog. Real talk.
Like, I don't even know Tyler Perry, fam. But it is what it is. Shout out to everybody who's looking butt tonight. Sure won't be this guy.
Definitely won't be this guy.
When it happens, you'll remember this conversation.
No, because it won't happen.
Never say never.
Okay, put it like this. You will have to videotape me, and 6 people have to catch me in the act for anybody to believe this. Because until then, it's their word against my word. So
can I ask you a question? What's the difference between that and a girl licking a dude's balls?
That's balls. Yeah. Don't shit come out the balls.
Right.
But it touches it when y'all boo-boo, don't it?
No. The fuck? What nigga you be dealing with that they get boo-boo on their nuts, nigga?
I'm asking a random question. This is a random question.
If you dealing with any nigga that gets shit on his nuts, you do not need to be fucking with him anymore. Burn everything he's ever touched.
I'm just asking a random question. But it's the same area, though.
No, it's not, dog.
It's the same thing. I'm sorry. It's the same thing. I'm sorry.
No, it's not, man.
So you compare boo-boo on the ball.
This ass, like, real talk, dog.
Well, minus the boo-boo, just the ball, period. That's
totally
the same
different thing. No, it's not. Mia, I need you to get your sex game together because you apparently are dealing with
inappropriate. No, I'm not. Who said this is all an experience?
I don't know what
I'm
the hell
speaking.
Happened after you moved, bud.
Nobody said this happened. I'm just speaking just in general.
I don't know what people you talk to. That is not kosher.
No, it's never happened. I don't do that. No, I don't go that far.
You bet not. Well, I disown you in every which of way.
I ain't worried about it. You forgot who I work for. You disown me.
But eventually
you're going to need me down the line.
You know what, dude? We are not going to talk about our personal lives on the air. What the hell? You are not going to have my Twitter page blowing up. Fuck you doing there?
No.
Give me shots.
Well, this is definitely a fresh show. We did promise uncensored conversations, so I mean, hey, it's kind of not wrong.
With you.
But it's after hours, that's why. It's kind of giving.
Just because the kids in bed don't mean, you know what?
When it's my life getting slandered, it's okay. Because
it's your show.
Who is slandering your life?
Nah, I'm not. Nobody did it today. Thank God Mimi was nowhere available.
Mimi slandered the fuck out of him last time.
Oh, yeah, that's why I had to stop watching. I remember some things that were said. Stop listening.
I was unaware that I was on TV yet. I made it there for you. I'll be home.
Oh, you niggas give me a headache, real talk. Shout out to Mia for actually calling in. It's like my old girlfriend, so for me to actually have a conversation with her and not, like, get my personal business out there.
Don't do that.
That's
a lot. I didn't even say nothing. You know, you just put your business out. Now your Twitter finna go ham.
Key word was X.
And?
She moved on me.
X,
Can we not?
She left me for a light-skinned dude.
Who was a light-skinned dude?
She left me for a light-skinned dude. So I,
what light-skinned dude?
So I don't... I just know he was light-skinned. I feel
no,
bad.
No, I never... No, that was my roommate. That was not my boyfriend.
So she had a light-skinned roommate.
Yeah.
It's only one person I would leave Juan for.
You told her business.
Go ahead. Who let's see?
The Rock.
That's The Rock. She dead serious, though.
Hey, who wouldn't know?
Who what? His what? The Rock ain't got no wife? Oh, I thought you said his wife. Well, they don't matter, because I'll kill everybody for him.
Oh, well, see what that said. There's only 10 minutes left in my broadcast. we went from... I mean, we covered all bases tonight. We asked God a few questions. So, you know, not to be on the funny side, you know, we just joking around. God knows our sense of humor because he knows all, he sees all. So, not a slight against God. So, if you were a Jesus junkie and you were listening and you got offended, hey, fuck you.
Why are you listening anyway? No, but for real, why are they listening anyway? They already know. We pre-warned them.
Right. Maybe before the intro next week, I have a disclaimer. Don't listen.
Well, anything with Mr. Tone Deaf name attached to it.
Not anything. Lexi Tenacia was okay.
Because he's just rude. All of just everything about him is rude.
But you love me though.
He's still rude. Don't put my business out there like that.
But you
he
love
said
me
he got
though.
10 minutes left. He trying to make this last 10 minutes productive.
So my DJ is making callers profess their love. Okay, so anyway.
Nigga, you just asked Lexi. What are you talking about?
I didn't. She's the one I do. She goes to work at The Rock.
You just, no.
Put her business out there early in the show, bro. She wasn't ready for the world. No.
I probably don't remember. I had to.
It's okay. It's okay. That's why I'm going on my date. Definitely dating. Who want to be my date? I'll have multiple dates.
I'll send you one from New York.
WCC has already let the world know that Lexi Trinae is looking for a date for the Definitely Fresh Show. So.
Okay. But before we get too out of hand, I'd just like to say, how many minutes I got left?
Nigga, you the one that's being keeping tabs. I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying, like, I had to make sure all my shout-outs are productive before we go into overtime, motherfucker.
Nigga, who the fuck you got left to shout out?
I'm saying, you know, I just shout out my normal, you know, shout-out to Lexi, being in the building, my DJ, Tone Deaf, shout-out to Nia, because she called in, shout-out to my cousin Mimi, I love her, and hate her at the same time. That's
you can't help but to, though.
But we love it. Shout out to my FME fam, you know what I'm saying? Soze, Monte, shout out to Ken, who got his ass licked. I wonder why we got on that topic. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to the whole Tone Deaf Radio fam. Shout out to everybody who's going to be a part of Tone Deaf Radio next week. You know what I'm saying? We got Ray Nitty coming through. He's going to do the Lexi Chanae show. Jazzy's going to do the Definitely Fresh show. And I'm going to kidnap Dia for the whole night. Minutes. Sound dropping is to, no, that's Thursday. Tasha's Taste is tomorrow. Shout out to the girls of the world. They're nothing but trouble. Shout out to all the J's. Shout out to everybody at Taco Tuesday. Am I forgetting it? Shout out to God because he woke me up this morning and he gave me his guy.
Hallelujah.
To just talk about random shit.
Yes.
Like Jesus.
That's what he do.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the WFSL. Shout out to the Outcast family.
It comes out in August.
What does?
Make sure. Juan's World comes out in August. Make sure y'all go get that.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Ditto.
Fuck y'all. I'm hard at work, okay? Fuck y'all. I'm hard at work, okay?
Broken Blunt.
I'm hard at work.
Bad Bootlegs. The compilation album. 2014.
Broken Blunt, Bad Bootlegs,
The compilation album.
And I was told that I will be the guy that all this fucking random shit happens to. It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be dead fucking funny, though. House Party 7.
Shout out to Switchblade.
Shout out to Switchblade.
Switchblade?
They're some kinky bastards.
The kinkiest women ever. They're going to come through and do a Definitely Fresh show.
All right, we're going to get them back here in Milwaukee for real talk, though.
With Lexi's permission, because I don't want that show to get too out of hand. They were talking about glowing the dark G-string.
Real
y'all made. Need my permission for nothing. I'm going on my date.
Oh, so it's going to turn into, what's that show? That one where you be with somebody already and y'all both still go on dates, and then y'all decide if y'all going to break up or stay together?
It was a change of heart.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's horrible.
Change of heart episode.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm recording all of that. Shout out to Chocolate Martini Production. Be on the lookout for them in June. We need some positivity on this damn station. Well, it's Tia and Rashida. They're doing their show on Sunday.
Oh, they'll be at the meeting on Friday, right?
Yes, they will be, sir.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, definitely for the show back on Friday. For the special edition, introducing everybody on the Tone Deaf roster. You dig. So make sure y'all listen to that.
This ought to be interesting. Y'all gonna see the serious side of me. This show is the only time I actually act the fool. Well, Lexi, I had just got asked on Twitter from Bizarro626, do you like Mexicans?
No. I do not like beaners.
Juan, don't answer for me. I'm open-minded.
Well, I don't like beaners then. Now, L, you take that.
So you just gonna attack... You're gonna attack the bro like that?
Attack his hair?
Stop being jealous.
I don't get jealous.
I'm not talking about you, Tone.
Oh. Hey, Mia.
Why would you have any reason to be jealous about anybody trying to date you?
Hey, Mia. Yes. You want to be a part of Definitely Dating?
Definitely Dating. What's that?
It's the Definitely Dating show presented by Mr. Young Fresh and Mr. Tone Deaf himself.
Sure, why not?
I get to pick your date.
That's fine.
Okay. She really trusts me.
Good luck.
Just so you know, all dates are videotaped.
Yeah.
That's fine.
See, she can't. Right. That's why she don't care.
What? Why would you do that?
She don't be putting her business out there like that.
She kinky.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, we have 2 minutes
left. I don't know what that is, so.
Well, we have 90 seconds until we actually kicked off the air.
Right, so I just want to say, again, thank everybody for listening. Thanks to everybody who called in. I'll be back next week with more nonsense than ever before.
That's right.
After I get my interview out the way.
There's going to
be a bunch of nonsense during there, too.
Mia ain't never going to talk to me again after tonight.
I will, I promise.
Okay, see. I'm special.
I don't blame her if she never speaks to you again.
We got
there will be some cuss words involved.
Tone shrug. And don't really care. You cuss at me every time we talk anyway. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to both the Lexi Trinae show and the Definitely Fresh show. We all had fun tonight. We all, you know, enjoyed ourselves. Shout out to the Switchblades one more time. Shout out to Kale.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tune back in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And definitely check out Tasha's Taste as we cover homebodies, dating, social butterflies, and definitely want to listen into the Naked Hour where you get to hear that good old-fashioned R&B that just made you feel good about yourself. So with that being said, we're going to sign out and say peace and love to everybody out there. All right.
Hey, boo, get these motherfuckers and pass that jack.
I see you bitches talking loud, but you ain't saying shit. Get the fuck from around here, you don't rap my shit. You ain't from my city, you don't know about this. You don't want that drama, you ain't ready for it, bitch. Throw it up, yeah, ho. Throw it up, yeah, ho. You ain't
ready for it, bitch. Throw it up. Throw it up.
Yeah, gangsta boo.
Throw it up.
Let me holler at
you. You ain't ready for it,
I
bitch.
I already got two cars in the yard that don't run. So why would I wanna break shit down for you? Let me confused with the punch lines and bars that I lunch. Hit the king of archery come with a cracker dig. The fuck you in that pussy carpet you munch. If I'm not hardly the one, you must be barely the one. Really, it really, you kidding, bitch, I'm the prodigal son. And I'm stuntin' like my dad, chicka-chicka drinking like my mama. Cook country like my uncle, stuttering like a CD in a donk. And I'm in a blue Chevy, running over motherfuckers in first. I ain't even shift gears yet, I ain't even here yet. I'm out of this earth, right?
Yeah, ho.
But I just hit the surface. And I'm about to walk into a bank with a shank and a black can of paint and check the curb.
Where the key?
Bitch, you better check your purse. I got a brick of herb, and I hit this herb. And I'm feeling like I might just hit the curb. So get the fuck out of my way, buddy. You don't wanna run around that chicken house with a hawk, with a puppy dog, and the wolf and them and them shit. Suffering, suck a tash, yeah, suck a dick, bitch.
I see you bitches talking loud, but you ain't saying shit. Get the fuck from around here. You don't rap my shit. You ain't from my city. You don't know about this. You don't want that drama. You ain't ready for it, bitch. Throw it up.
Yeah, ho.
Throw it up. Throw it up.
Yeah, ho.
You ain't ready for it, bitch. Throw it up.
Yeah, ho.
Throw it up. Throw it up.
An asshole. When I pull up at the White Castle and I ask for an application, throw it back in the basin, tell the bitch I'm a rapper, then I whap her in the head with a whopper that I bought from BK. You expect me to be proper? Bitch, you better pop in a CD and me immediately, slut ho. Skitty-dee-da-da, Prada, nada. Chance, I was thinking about buying you some clothes, but Target was closed, so I decided to mosey on over to Kmart, but the doors was locked. What about some shoes, I thought? Great, I suppose, so I'll go to Payless, but what do you know, they didn't carry a size 8 in hoes! This is ugly boy swag, putting toe tags on you motherfucking hoe bags. What a trailer trash pioneer, I am here, that's why I'm here. I don't got a rhyme book, it's more like a motherfucking diarrhea. Diarrhea! Me, yellow with a gangster boo, came here to show you a thing or two about sign language. Middle fingers aimed at you so we don't gotta scream at you! Ow! I just bit my bottom lip, it was an accident, I went to go tell him all to go get fucked! But I'm never gonna bite my tongue, little bitch, throw it up.
I see you bitches talking loud, but you won't.
So fuck is this? White dog. Yo.
Yo, what up?
What up?
You do that verse?
Yeah, I just killed that shit.
What?
Nah, nothing. Yo, you know what I was thinking, man? I think the one thing that that the album don't have that I might be missing is like a song for like for girls.
What do you mean, for like bitches?
Nah, girls. Like a love song. We need one.
Like, love song?
Yeah, man. Bitches like love songs.